From a practical perspective, neither of us had the space to keep much. My sister and her family live in a 2-bedroom New York City co-op. At the time, my wife and I rented a 1-bedroom Shanghai apartment. Our problem wasn't unique. Around the world, questions about what to do with the material leftovers of a life are becoming as much a part of the mourning process as the funeral. There's so much, and the children all live somewhere else. Who's to clean it out? Much of my mother's modest estate wound up at Goodwill. I concede I have no idea what happened to her china after I handed it to a donation door attendant, but I had faith that, like the recycled metal that I wrote about in Junkyard Planet, my mother's secondhand items would be used in some way, not landfilled, incinerated, or recycled. In part, I started this book to reassure myself that my instincts were correct. That turned out to be harder than I expected. As a business journalist, I'm accustomed to confirming my suspicions and assumptions by double-checking them with the data collected by governments, businesses, and trade associations. Want to know the weight of all Christmas tree lights exported from China to Luxembourg over the last decade? That number exists. Similarly, thanks to a growing and professionalized environmental movement, volumes of data are available on what's trashed and recycled in wealthy countries. Want a graph showing how much furniture Americans heaved between 2003 and 2013? It can be plotted. I looked into whether similar data exists for secondhand goods. Data on used cars is plentiful and accurate, so long as you aren't looking for how many move between international borders in the developing world, at which point many seem to disappear. But beyond cars, the numbers become fuzzy. For example, nobody keeps data on how much clothing moves from closets to rummage sales. There's no metric on the number of pieces of furniture that flip from college apartments to Goodwills, and no government agency tabulates or even estimates the number of garage sales held annually in the United States and how much revenue they generate. It's not just a U.S. issue, either. Trade data related to the booming global business of secondhand is even worse. For example, there's almost no data on the vast trade in secondhand between the world's developing economies, especially in Africa.